Following the active and variable weather through last week and over the weekend, things have really settled down nicely across the area now. It is on the cool side, though. We continue with chilly temperatures after a cold day yesterday and a cold night last night when temperatures fell into the single digits above and below zero. And it is on the cool side today, though not quite as cold as it was yesterday. Now, for the rest of the week, there's not much active weather in the forecast. There is the chance for snow showers at times, primarily in the mountains, and potentially a little covering of snow Wednesday night into Thursday, but there are no big storms in the forecast, and we are looking at a moderating trend, though a small one, on the thermometer. So after a Monday and Tuesday are on the cool side, we're looking at milder weather that's near or above seasonable as we head through the second half of the week, which basically means temperatures will be in the 30s to near 40 degrees, a few degrees above what is average for this time of year. So we have high pressure in control for now, and given how chilly it's been, you know that's Arctic high pressure. Well, that high pressure area is moving its way off to the east, and that will help to turn the wind to the south, and that means that temperatures tonight will not be as cold as last night. We're targeting lows in the teens to low 20s. In most areas, we stay dry through the night, though there is a disturbance in the upper atmosphere that will move near the Canadian border, and that may set off a few mountain snow showers across the North Country. And there's still that chance for some mountain snow showers across the North Country tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures will be a few degrees warmer than today, running mainly in the lower to mid-30s, which is right around seasonable or normal for this time of year. And a reminder that winter arrives tomorrow morning at 5:44, so the weather will do a little bit of a flop or flip-flop as it's cooler today on the final day of autumn than it will be on the first day of winter tomorrow. Now, there's that disturbance that comes through tomorrow night, could leave a light accumulation of snow tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Otherwise, on Thursday, a couple of rain and snow showers are possible, with temperatures running mainly in the 30s, and we'll keep it mainly in the 30s to near 40 as we wrap up the work week on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of mountain snow showers, seasonably cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of mountain snow showers, warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warmer, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, low in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, and warmer, with highs in the middle 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow and rain showers with highs in the 30s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.